بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Peace be with you. We talked about the fact that as human beings, as believers, we have to speak out. We have to denounce and we have to say and to speak the truth. This is essential, and what we are dealing with now is the reality of dealing with injustices. And injustices, we can deal with them through two prisms different from one another. The first is talking about power and talking about the people who are exploiting, who are discriminating. And then the other side is to speak about the victims. Today we are going to focus on the people who are exploiting and who are promoting injustices in the world. And it's important to understand that as believers, as Muslims, the very meaning of our spiritual life and the fact that we are on earth to repair, to reform, to mend, to fix, to do what we can in order to make this world better. When we talked about this and when we are talking about it now, we understand that part of it is really to deal with powers. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, was dealing with the power of his time, and he was dealing with the rich people, and he was dealing with the so-called establishment at the moment. And we know that Musa alayhi salam, Moses, had to do exactly the same with Pharaoh. And we know as well that Jesus has to do exactly the same. So they came with a deep, profound spiritual teaching, and at the same time they were facing powers. And this is the very achievement of what a spiritual life should be. In order to change the world and to repair the world and to make it a better place, you have to deal with powers and you have to denounce what is wrong in the way they are dealing with their power, in the way they are dealing with money, in the way they are organizing the social fabric, in the way they are dealing with racism and exploitation. That's the way to be a spiritual mind, a spiritual soul, a spiritual being on earth. And it's not a contradiction, it's the very achievement of what it means to be with God, what it means to live with our brothers and sisters in humanity. So to speak out, to confront powers, and to be able to say that what is happening, for example, in our world today, this so-called global or world order that we are dealing with, is something which is now promoting discrimination, racism, and disorder. You want to repair the world? Dare to speak to powers. Dare to say, to speak the truth, and to say what should be said, in order not to confuse al-hikmah, which is wisdom, with a compromising silence, which is the very opposite of faith in our tradition and all the spiritual traditions. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.